night chirped with crickets and distant cicada buzzes. No sign of the creatures. No sign of the cat. Pasquale walked along the house and stepped up to the deck, hoping the cat would now be in the railing or nestled in a lounge chair. He hoped none of what he'd seen had been real. He hoped his mind had simply been uneasy, fragile.
"Panchito,"
he said quietly.
"Cat, where are you?"
He stepped around a lounge chair and one of the outdoor tables. A rustle came from the set of stairs leading from the deck up to an apartment above the garage that he and his wife used to rent to college students. The room had stayed empty since just after his wife died, since he evicted the tenant who lived there. He was sure the rooms had filled with scorpions. The apartment porch light burned out months ago. Then the noise again, scraping against wood. He crept closer. He wondered if something could be dragging Panchito's corpse up the stairs, perhaps one of those creatures. That scrawny cat would be easy pickings too. A slow, dead weight clumped in his ears, one step at a time, thud. Thud. Laughed. Anything might be Panchito besides the terror from his imagination. A hungry barn owl, a wandering coyote, a stray dog. He came to a sudden stop at the base of the stairs. A web hung between the banisters with a gray spider in the center like some kind of talisman. He could hardly make out the arachnid reflecting distant street lamps.
Abdomen radiating faint light like a pulsating organelle.
He didn't know the species, but this time of year, webs sprung up anywhere and everywhere. You always had to watch where you walked. He searched the stairs from his vantage point, but could see nothing. The scraping had also disappeared. Once again, he told himself, imagination.
Excerpt from Kitchen Spirits by Nicholas Belardes in the anthology Stories We Tell After Midnight.